This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, August 30th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
According to a recent study, the anti-epileptic medicine called Keppra may have a neuroprotective effect for SMA. The study was called The Protective Effects of Keppra on a Human iPSCs-Derived SMA Model. It was published in the journal Neurochemical Research. SMA is characterized by muscle deterioration and the progressive loss of motor neurons. People with SMA have low expression of SMN protein. It's usually caused by a deletion or mutation in the SMN1 gene. To study the mechanisms that lead to the development of SMA, researchers previously used animal models and cells from connective tissue derived from SMA patients. However, these models do not fully replicate the disease, which develops in spinal motor neurons. The recent development was using induced pluripotent stem cells. These have enabled researchers to more accurately study neurodegenerative diseases, including SMA. These stem cells are either from skin or blood cells that have been reprogrammed back into a stem cell-like state. It means that it can be developed into any kind of human cell that's needed for therapeutic purposes. Therefore, researchers are able to derive these stem cells from SMA patients and then program them into motor neurons. Keppra is a medicine that's commonly used for the treatment of seizures. It has also been shown to have some neuroprotective effects for central nervous system disorders, such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Researchers wanted to see if Keppra could show a neuroprotective effect for SMA treatment. The team first tested the effect of Keppra on neurite length of stem cells that were derived from motor neurons. Neurites are projections from the cell body of a neuron. They allow neurons to communicate with neighboring cells. Neurite outgrowth, or lengthening, is a process where developing neurons produce new projections as they grow. Patients with neurodegenerative diseases have shortened neurite lengths. Treatment with Keppra for 14 days significantly restored neurite length of SMA stem cell-derived motor neurons. Treatment also led to a significant reduction in motor neuron death. To understand why Keppra had these protective effects, researchers looked at the mitochondrial function of these stem cells. In SMA patients, motor neurons usually have impairments in their mitochondria, and mitochondria provide energy to the cell. When it's dysfunctional, it's considered to be related to SMA disease features. Therefore, mitochondria may be an effective therapeutic target for SMA. Keppra-treated SMA motor neurons had improved functioning of mitochondria. This suggests that Keppra has a protective effect on them. However, Keppra did not have an effect on the expression levels of SMN protein. Therefore, its protective effects is independent of SMN protein expression. In conclusion, these findings indicate that Keppra may be a potential candidate to treat SMA.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, August 27th, 2019. It's Sunday night, and I'm surrounded by an assortment of books, comics, DVDs, Blu-rays, action figures, and other items that one might find in a five-year-old's room. The only outlier is my framed college diploma, which hangs right next to a giant Batman poster. Indeed, this museum of nerdy memorabilia is my Batcave. I may not be a billionaire playboy who fights crime every night, but I do have a pretty impressive lair. I also have an Alfred, although my version is a veteran caregiver who makes wildly inappropriate jokes every time he takes me to the bathroom. Personal space is something that most people take for granted, but it's a little more difficult for me to obtain as a person with SMA. Because I rely on people to transfer me, move my arms and legs, wipe my butt, bathe me, hand me food and sodas, set up my laptop, open my books, organize my comics, and put my action figures on display in exactly the right positions, I'm regularly surrounded by my parents and caregivers. Me time would be nearly impossible if I didn't have my own space. For years, my sister Erin and I had neighboring bedrooms. The wall that separated them wasn't enough to keep me from banging on her door with a toy lightsaber, but it stood there up until my sophomore year of high school. Then when Erin moved out for college, an opportunity presented itself. More space for me. At the time, I had just recovered from a rough bout of pneumonia, and as a result, I acquired a new set of medical devices. The addition of my cough assist and vest airway clearance system made my own bedroom pretty crammed. The need for more space led to what would eventually become my bat cave. My parents came up with a brilliant idea of tearing down part of the aforementioned wall and installing a sliding door. Voila! My evil plan to slowly take over my household was coming to fruition. When I first rolled into my bat cave, I felt an inexplicable sense of liberation. Finally, I had a spacious area in the house that I could call my own. Since moving in here about 9 years ago, I've used my cave as my office, podcast studio, home theater, snack shack, and storage space for all of my toys and comics. I've had more friends come hang out here with me than I can count, and many of them have admired my extensive catalog of nerd possessions. Others probably expected me to show up on an episode of Hoarders. The Bat Cave became especially helpful for me both during and after college. Because it wasn't feasible for me to move out, my home lair served as my dorm room. I wrote plenty of papers in this room, ate excessive amounts of junk food in it, and had the advantage of not having to share a bathroom with other people. Disability perks are real. Like many other aspects of my life, my living arrangement is unique. I'm a 25-year-old working adult who lives with my parents. I rely on other people to bathe me, and I'm happy. I live a wonderfully abnormal lifestyle, and my bat cave is one of the best parts of it. My sister did come home for one summer after she graduated college. I could have let her have the cave back temporarily, but I opted to remain quiet while she shared a room with our brother. Call me selfish, but this arrangement gave her motivation to get a job and move out. See, I was doing her a favor. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multi-Channel Content Director.